Ardo Lindsay made a name for himself in the late 70s as leader of the New York City punk band DNA. The band spearheaded a short-lived and exceptionally noisy movement called No Wave. In recent years, Lindsay's been making music in a very different vein. He's producing records by some of Brazil's greatest musicians and making records of his own with a Brazilian sound. His latest is called Salt. Critic Will Hermes has this review.
Ardo Lindsay's parents were Christian missionaries who moved from the United States to Brazil when Lindsay was 3 years old. But although he grew up in the country, he doesn't see himself as a Brazilian.
Ela faz o personagem, mão enfiada no bolso, chega ameaçando, semi malemolente. Nós conhecemos bem todos seus lindos desmaios, seus colapsos de paixão, quedas de sofrimento.
Lindsay returned to America as a young man, and with the help of some high-strung friends and a detuned electric guitar, he began making music in the late 70s that sounded nothing like bossa nova. The group DNA didn't last long, which is probably just as well. In their wake, Ardo Lindsay found himself drawn to Brazilian music. He explored it obliquely with his group The Ambitious Lovers, and more explicitly, co-producing records for the Brazilian legend Caetano Veloso that reintroduced Veloso to North American listeners. Lindsay even won a Latin Grammy for producing singer Marisa Monchi. But Ardo Lindsay's own records over the past decade have created a fusion that seems to erase the lines between North America and South America. Like Caetano Veloso and Bebel Gilberto, Ardo Lindsay uses English and Portuguese lyrics side by side. There's also some of the noisy free play of his old group DNA, but here it's more a dark undercurrent than a tirade. This sort of gentle agitation that marks the best Brazilian music, and it thoroughly informs Ardo Lindsay's Salt. The disc is a continuing dialogue between two cultures occurring within one person. So fluently, it'll make you feel bilingual, even if you're not.
The CD from Ardo Lindsay is called Salt. Will Hermes is a music editor for Trax Magazine.
Para sempre, por inteiro, inhabit me como flor no seu canteiro.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.